Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. There'll no doubt be thousands of stories to tell about the recovery from the tornadoes of March 2012. Morgan County Extension Agent for Ag and Natural Resources, Sarah Fannin, was involved in one when I phoned the other day.
Well, this morning we had a wonderful crew of volunteers come into the county to help with fence row cleanup and debris cleanup. Of course, our county has just been devastated by the tornadoes of 2.5 weeks ago now. And farm-wise, we have just had so much damage, especially to fence rows and structures and loss of hay. And so volunteers are a crucial part of helping us try to get pastures cleaned back up so that we can get them fenced and get cattle out on new grass.
Their extension office itself took a direct hit, complicating but not stopping their efforts to help.
We lost their entire office. Some of the contents we've been able to remove, but very few. And then we also had an extension van in the parking lot that was demolished as well. So it was a low-terror office, but we have been able to just keep ongoing, being able to offer farm relief programs and also 4-H programs and just, you know, keep right on going. The things in our office, we will be able to replace eventually, but we're just interested in trying to help our neighbors and friends out as much as we can.
We'll have more on that effort in a minute. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back with Morgan County Extension Agent Sarah Fannin discussing the numbers of volunteers pitching in, donations of money, goods, and time from so many different directions. It's deeply needed, and for those you're helping, she says thanks. She spoke of the extension network in that region.
Yes, we could not have done what we have been able to do here in Morgan County in terms of offering relief to farmers, not only in Morgan, but surrounding counties of Menifee and McGoffin and Johnson counties that were hit hard as well, without the aid and help of other extension agents around. Daniel Wilson from Wolf County has been coordinating the intake of supplies, and it's just been, extension's been a family that's come together here to help everyone out, regardless of the county line.
Just one story on the road to recovery, and that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.